The art of influencing anyone, mastering the power of persuasion. Introduction: The hidden forces of influence. Have you ever wondered why some people seem to effortlessly get what they want, while others struggle to make their voices heard? The answer lies in the art of influence. As a seasoned salesperson and student of psychology, I've spent years honing the skills of persuasion, and I'm here to share those secrets with you. In this book, we'll explore the fascinating world of influence and how you can harness its power to achieve your goals. But let me be clear, this isn't about manipulation or deceit. It's about understanding human nature and learning to communicate in a way that resonates with others. Let's begin with a story that illustrates the power of influence in action. Part 1: The Miracle at Kyle's Boutique. Picture this, a small, struggling fashion boutique on the brink of closure. The owner, Kyle Thompson, a retired fashion designer, had opened the shop to stave off boredom in retirement. But despite his years of experience, sales were dismal. Enter Scarlett, a young sales assistant with a knack for connecting with people. Within weeks of her arrival, sales skyrocketed. Customers who once browsed disinterestedly were now leaving with armfuls of clothes. What was Scarlett's secret? It wasn't just her friendly demeanor or product knowledge. Scarlett had mastered the art of influence. She knew how to read people, how to present options in a way that made customers feel in control, and how to create a sense of urgency without being pushy. This is the power of influence, the ability to guide people's decisions without them feeling pressured or manipulated. And it's a skill that anyone can learn. Part 2: The Psychology of Persuasion. At the heart of influence lies a fundamental truth. People make decisions based on emotions, then justify them with logic. Understanding this is key to becoming a master of persuasion. Think about the last time you made a major purchase. Maybe it was a car or a new smartphone. You probably did your research, compared features and prices. But in the end, what sealed the deal? It was likely an emotional connection, how the product made you feel, or how you imagined it would improve your life. This is why storytelling is such a powerful tool of influence. When we hear a story, our brains react as if we're experiencing it ourselves. We feel the emotions, we connect with the characters. This is why I always encourage using anecdotes and examples when trying to persuade. For instance, when I'm selling a high-end watch, I don't just list its features. I paint a picture. Imagine walking into that important business meeting, feeling confident and successful. As you shake hands with the CEO, they notice your watch. It's not just a timepiece. It's a statement of your attention to detail and your appreciation for quality. By tapping into emotions and creating vivid mental images, we bypass the logical brain and speak directly to the decision-making center. Part 3: The Power of First Impressions. They say you never get a second chance to make a first impression. In the world of influence, this couldn't be more true. Within seconds of meeting someone, they've already formed a lasting opinion of you. But here's the good news: you can control that impression. It's not just about your appearance, though that certainly plays a role. It's about your body language, your tone of voice, and the energy you project. I once conducted an experiment with two groups of salespeople. Both groups were given the same sales pitch to deliver. The only difference? One group was instructed to stand tall, make eye contact, and speak with confidence. The other was told to slouch slightly and speak more hesitantly. The results were staggering. The confident group outsold the other by nearly 50%. Why? Because people are naturally drawn to confidence. We want to follow those who seem sure of themselves. So, before any important interaction, take a moment to center yourself. Stand tall, take a deep breath, and remind yourself of your worth. This simple act can dramatically increase your influence before you've even said a word. Part 4: The Art of Active Listening. Now, you might think that influence is all about talking, about convincing others of your point of view. But in reality, one of the most powerful tools of influence is listening. I'm not talking about passive listening, where you're just waiting for your turn to speak. I'm talking about active listening, fully engaging with what the other person is saying, asking thoughtful questions, and showing genuine interest. Here's a technique I call the three-question rule. When someone is speaking, challenge yourself to ask three relevant questions before offering your own opinion. This accomplishes two things. First, it shows the other person that you value their thoughts. Second, it gives you more information to work with when it's your turn to speak. I once used this technique in a high-stakes negotiation. Instead of immediately pushing my agenda, I spent the first half of the meeting asking questions and really understanding the other party's needs. By the time I presented my proposal, I had tailored it so perfectly to their concerns that they accepted it on the spot. Remember, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. By truly listening, you show that you care, and that opens the door to influence. Part 5, the power of reciprocity. One of the most powerful principles of influence is reciprocity. Simply put, when someone does something for us, we feel compelled to return the favor. This isn't just polite behavior, it's hardwired into our psychology. Studies have shown that even small acts of kindness can trigger this reciprocity reflex. I once worked with a car salesman who used this principle brilliantly. Before showing any cars, he would offer potential customers a cup of coffee. It was a small gesture, but it created a subtle sense of obligation. Customers who accepted the coffee were significantly more likely to make a purchase. But be careful, this isn't about manipulation. It's about creating genuine connections and fostering goodwill. The key is to give freely, without expectation. When you approach relationships with a spirit of generosity, you'll find that influence comes naturally. Conclusion: the ethical use of influence. As we conclude our journey into the art of influence, I want to emphasize one crucial point. With great power comes great responsibility. The techniques we've discussed are powerful, and like any tool, they can be used for good or ill. I urge you to use these skills ethically. Don't seek to influence others for personal gain at their expense. Instead, use your newfound abilities to create win-win situations, to help others see possibilities they might have missed, to inspire positive change. Remember, true influence isn't about getting people to do what you want. It's about aligning your goals with theirs, about finding common ground and moving forward together. As you practice these techniques, you'll find that your ability to influence grows. But more importantly, you'll discover that your relationships deepen, your understanding of others expands, and your capacity to make a positive impact on the world increases. So go forth and influence wisely. Use your words to uplift, your actions to inspire, and your presence to make the world a little bit better. That, my friends, is the true art of influencing anyone.